What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 26th of May. Hope you well. Had a fantastic bank holiday weekend, those of you in England. Anybody in any other country and in space and in my imagination. Hope you've had a great weekend as well. It was bank holiday, so I didn't do one yesterday. Even though I said Friday, I'll see you on Monday. Be there sharp. Be ready for me on Monday, I said. And then I didn't even do one because I didn't figure out it was bank holiday till yesterday. I don't know how the fuck I missed that. I'm doing the news every day and somehow I didn't realise it was bank holiday Monday. How did that happen? That's because of the lockdown fever is taken over. Because usually you would have plans over the weekend, included something for bank holiday, but don't make plans anymore. That's all fucking done and dusted at the moment. So my only plans are to see you and to speak to you and to entertain you and to piss you off and to, I don't know what, I'm going to, there's loads more I could say along that, but I'm not going to be entertaining you much today because I can't find much to talk about. So this is going to be short, sharp and shit in that order. But in any order, but there's not a lot to talk about. It's all about Dominic Cummings. He's taking up the headlines on fucking nearly every page. There's a picture of his head, and he looks like fucking Stewie off Family Guy. That's what he reminds me of. Anybody seen Family Guy? Well, of course you have, but the baby in it with the fucking rugby ball-shaped head. That's what Dominic Cummings reminds me of. But he's come out and given his statements about this shit's not going to go away, is it? He hasn't resigned, so he has to come out and give a statement to try and explain himself. It's a right load of bullshit what he's saying, but, you know, everybody, there's plenty more people who have broke the lockdown laws or whatever, but he's fucking in the wrong position to be doing it, if you like. But the best thing was when he said he drove to the castle where he went with his family. Shut that drawer, it's pissing me off. He went with his family to the castle and he said he drove there to test his eyesight to make sure he was okay to drive home. Next thing you know, the police have come out and give a statement saying, don't anybody ever drive anywhere testing your eyesight to see if you're safe to drive. So, I mean, people would have to be thick, wouldn't they? But people, you'd be surprised. People do fucking, there's a lot of people drinking disinfectant after Donald Trump said that thing. Probably people now, blind people, probably going out in their car. Going, well, if he can drive and he can't see, I might also fucking get out in the fucking car. I'll go out. I don't need a driver. I don't need a chauffeur. I'll go out in my own car. Just have to, listen to the sat-nav and just see where that gets me. Probably end up fucking, you know. You'd be upside down somewhere or you'd be off a fucking cliff, depending where you are. I mean, you'd have to do a long drive if you're driving from Birmingham to reach a cliff, but, you know, you could go off the Spaghetti Junction, go round and around and around the fucking Spaghetti Junction. It's very hard to get off that if you fucking don't know where you're going. Or it's the Birmingham Spaghetti Junction, it's very hard. If you miss a fucking turning, you don't know where you are, you're going to end up. Anybody from another country, Google Birmingham Spaghetti Junction and have a look at it from the top. And it's like a fucking crazy like maze of roads going in and out of each other. And I'm from Birmingham, and I hate going to that because I miss my turning so often. And you end up on fucking motorways that you didn't even want to go on the motorway. You're only visiting somebody, and you end up fucking halfway to Manchester. So be careful if you're doing that, especially if you're blind, if you've been listening to Dominic Cummings. Don't listen to what he said. And he's bullshitting anyway. And everyone's coming out saying, you know, what the fuck? Why is he not resigned and all that? You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm neither here nor there with it, but people are getting on the fucking high horse now. It's become like a furor, isn't it? So everyone's saying he should resign. And he's not going anywhere. He's refusing. And he said, I don't regret it. And he's come out with the right bullshit story. But even the churches, the priests, no, the churches, the vicars, Church of England bishops, even the bishops are coming out and going, what's the fucking government taking us for mugs? Sound like a Cockney? Well, it might be a Cockney. It might be a Cockney. Where is he from? Church of England bishops have accused Boris Johnson of treating people as mugs with no respect. And do we accept being lied to and treated as mugs? That's what the bishops come out and say. Gangster bishops we've got over here. Don't fucking treat us like mags, mate. I don't even know if he is a Cockney, but yeah. And then another one saying that the Boris Johnson's gone full Trump. That's come from another bishop. So he's fucking pissed off. And what somebody else says, he's basically saying that we don't know if he can trust any of the ministers unless they fucking sack him. So yeah, if the church is coming out and saying, if the church is like, the church is having none of it, that means God is having none of it. Behind him, so even God's gonna come down and fucking say something. He might send the Grim Reaper after him. He might not be having it. He might say, right, I'm gonna fucking make sure you do drive off a cliff, or fucking end up upside down somewhere, Mr. Cummins. But no, so don't fucking dish the bishops. I mean, there's been more than one dodgy bishop in the past. Anyway, we won't go there, but. These ones have got people's best interests at heart. What I was going to say, the weather's been fucking been all right anyway. The weather's been fucking roasting. I might even not look so pale. I might even be like on my way to a tan. Usually the only reason I get a bit of a tan in my face is if I fucking get pissed out my brains or just fucking get absolutely wasted on cider or something like that. That one gives you a big red face, doesn't it? But no, it's been boiling up and the beaches have been packed. So nobody's socially distancing. Everybody's fucking taking a piss now. So, you know, really, he could just say, well, look at everybody else. And the best thing was when all the reporters around his house, all the reporters were around his house fucking fighting each other. It seemed like reporters, you got to like have a black belt in fucking karate, I think. You got to definitely like, be prepared to elbow people in the nose, other reporters, because they're all fucking fighting each other to get the best spot outside his house, which is basically a narrow little entrance into his garden. And they're all fighting each other. Someone's got the fucking ladder up, leaning up somebody's back, trying to get up behind him. It's crazy. So none of them were socially distancing. And they're all like trying to get a photo of a guy who's being done for not socially distancing and not like doing the what is right by the lockdown, and they're all fucking doing exactly, well, not exactly what he did, but breaking all the fucking rules right there in front of him. So, you know, and everybody on the beaches, fucking the beaches were rammed yesterday. You can see the pictures of them. They're like up and down the thing. People are just doing the ice cream. There's a queue for the ice cream parlor the other day, and it was like fucking not even, everybody was crammed right up against each other because there wasn't enough room. So they were that hot that they thought it was worth the risk. I've got to get this ice cream. I must get this ice cream. I'm going to fucking risk my life. I don't care. It's, you know, this is like life and death. Literally life and death to get the ice cream. I'm going to die if I don't get the ice cream. And I might die if I queue up for it. So I'm going to take the chance that I might die. I'm going to die if I don't get the ice cream. What the fuck am I talking about? I'm killing time now. Anyway, but yeah, so really good weather in England. It's going to be hotter than Egypt this week. So there, anybody listening from a cold country, we don't get very much hot weather. So, you know, I'm going to enjoy it while it's here. We're going to be hotter than Egypt. That's like fucking, I doubt that includes the desert. That's got to just be like a strip of Egypt that is like, maybe right down south or right wherever the coldest part of Egypt might be. It can definitely not be in the desert, because that is fucking, that is like hotter than fucking, you know, nearly as hot as the sun. Some, it's like 50 degrees in there on a breezy day, I think, in the desert. You get a fucking suntan there. You could spontaneously combust if you don't have sun cream on in the desert. Or you might get that tan I was talking about the other day, the fake tan, where the girl had the fake tan and it made her look like she'd fucking blacked herself up. It was like jet black. It's like she put tar all over her. That's how black it was. And I thought, where's that tan? Where are they trying to mimic that tan from? What holiday do you ever go on that you would ever come back with that kind of suntan? There ain't one. But I think if you had a week, spent a week in the desert on your sun lounger, there you go, You definitely would die if you couldn't get hold of an ice cream in the desert, which you definitely wouldn't be able to get hold of an ice cream. You would at a what's it called, a mirage. You'd walk to fucking the ice cream. You'd probably see it, Mr. Whippy in the distance. Mr. Whippy, a massive lake over there, and a Mr. Whippy over there, and you're torn between the two. I'm like, fuck it, I need a drink, but he's got fucking screwballs and what's he called, 99s, and he's got like what's he called, hundreds of thousands to put on the top of your ice cream. Which one are you going to go for, the water or that? And over that way there's like the most beautiful girl, if it's a man, or a beautiful man if it's a girl that way, and he's holding an ice cream and a cup of water. Well, you've got to go to him, haven't you? But you know he's not there. You know in the back of your mind, you know he's not there, and it's invisible. It's a mirage, and you're going to die if you choose that one. You've got to choose it. It's the most interesting one out of three. They're all fucking mirages at the end of the day. I haven't even smoked anything. I've not smoked the thing. This is all like off the fucking top of my head. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm talking about. I must have fucking done something at the weekend that... Maybe it's like finding out that bank holiday, clearly as well, because finding out bank holiday wasn't a bank holiday. That is like, you know, something's rotten in my upstairs chamber. Something's wrong. Anyway, Elon Musk and Grimes, which is his girlfriend, I think, or whether, I don't know what they call each other, but I've had to change the baby name. The baby name was, I can't even pronounce what the baby name was. And I thought they've been told by the law that they can only change, that it has to be changed to something within the alphabet. So it's got to be, because they had numbers in it. So they have to change it to something within the 26 letters of the alphabet. So I thought, oh, what they changed it to? I thought it'd be Dave, or they'd probably just give up on a stupid name. Now they're going to call it Dave, or, it's a son. So it could be Dave or Phil. Phil Musk, or Billy Musk, something like that. But no, they just changed the 12 to the Roman numeral version of the 12, XII. So it's still a crazy name. He's never going to be able to pronounce that as a kid, at school. It's got no... he might do, but he's going to end up... He's going to always be explaining that to people. It's quite a cool name, to be fair. To the girls, it's all right. But he's going to get bullied off the boys. He'll have to start fighting. You'll have to start training now, ready for the fights at school when people start trying to... When Phil, another Phil, tries to take the piss out of his name. Or a Barney, who you can take the piss out of his name back. That's not the best name to have. But if any Daves or Phils or... What's it called? Mick. Or who else? I can't think of the... Paul, any of them, they all take the piss. You're going to have to start fighting. To be fair, you got the better name out of all of those. Men with long ring fingers are at lower risk of dying from COVID-19. With your long ring finger. I've not got a long ring finger. I've got a fucking short one. So I'm out for the counts, if that's the case. Although, I still want to get a test to see if I had it the other week. I'm waiting. The antibody tests are coming soon. But anyway, if you've got a long ring finger... You can relax. You might be. I don't know where they know this, because I haven't read the story. I should have read it, but apparently there's something biological if you've got a long ring finger. Also, you're a bit weird because you've probably got like fucking weird shaped body parts. You've got like, that's odd to have a long ring finger. It's like having like a little toe bigger than your big toe. It ain't fucking normal, is it? It's strange. Or if your little toe is your big toe, and your toes are the wrong way around, and your little toe is where your big toe is, then you are a freak. And like years, once upon a time, you'd have fucking had to be took away with the circus, and you'd be showed. You'd literally be having to, you know, your feet would be a circus act. But you got a long ring finger now, and I thought, first of all, it's not the one. It'd be better if you had the long, you know, the middle finger. Where you can give a big old fuck off to everybody like that. If you're watching on the... There's a video version of this, anybody on the podcast. And now I'm giving a big fuck off finger to the video. And it's aimed at anybody that I owe money to. That's where it's aimed at, this big finger. big fuck off finger. It's aimed at loads of people who are chasing me for money at the moment. Because, you know, I live in the game where you rob Peter to play Paul. And Peter, he ain't got fuck all as well, because he hasn't been working for the fucking, what's it called, because of the lockdown. The shops are opening though on June the 16th. Shops are going to be opening. So we can all get back to cramming into Poundland. That's going to be... Poundland are going to make a killing, because everyone's still going to be skint, but they want to spend money, so Poundland's going to fucking take a pound in. But all the other shops are going to be open as well, so it's going to be good. It's going to be back to normal, hopefully. Or there's still got to be socially distanced in there. What's it called? That means there's going to be big queues, so fuck that. I'll probably avoid the big ones. If they're still doing that in Tesco, is there still a massive queue in the big Tesco? I haven't been there since, because it's fucking too big. It's a piss take. Especially, I only go in there for a basket, and everybody's in there with the trolleys full, and I have to queue up behind them. I ain't doing it, it's a protest. What's it called? Big Game Hunters. There's been two British trophy hunters have been named in a new book, which exposes the sick craze. And it's pictures of them fucking shooting elephants and... What's it called? Shooting elephants and monkeys and fucking everything in Africa. I'll tell you what, the fucking... They've named and shamed them. And Carl Knight from Surrey, I'll tell you his name. Who's the next guy? He's been killing fucking rhinos, crocodiles, leopards and lions. And who's the other guy? David Watt. He's been shooting monkeys. So them two, we wouldn't mind if them two disappeared or fucking ended up over a cliff or fucking shot themselves in the face with their own gun accidentally. I saw an elephant. It was an elephant. A guy, I think the elephant shot, the guy shot the elephant, but the elephant fell on him and killed him. So luckily, I mean, the elephant fucking died, but at least he crushed his fucking killer to death. And like, hopefully he just like did a fucking couple of like, you know, death rolls as well, just to fucking really crush him to the ground and really finish him off. But these two, yeah, so these two are cunts. Some of the biggest cunts on the in the planet. And he's been named in a book called, what's the book called? Trophy Hunters Exposed. Inside the big game industry. That's good, brave of the guy to do it, because fucking, you know, they don't want to be named, and you'd be surprised if like though people like them don't get people to go after them. They're fucking anybody with a gun, they got like, they're like a big code of fucking, you know, all cunts together, aren't they? So they're probably like set about that guy. Take brave people to come out. He's like a whistleblower, really, isn't he? So yeah, there you go. Good. Anybody live near him? Anybody, where do they live? I'm trying to expose them even more, but Surrey, Carl Knight's from Surrey, and David Watt, where's he from? Doncaster. I've said that already, have I? Look out for him. What's he called? You can point him out in the pub. Go, oh, I know him. He's a fucking right cunt. I didn't know. He was always telling me he was going off to... On a beach holiday, family holiday, and really he's coming back. Oh, how do they get their shit home? How do they get like the trophies and stuff? Do they just kill them and then leave them there, or do they try and fucking bring your head back? Because half of them have got them on the walls and stuff, haven't they? Anyway, let's get off that and move on to what's left. A rare star. Cluster-shaped like a cosmic ring of fire has been discovered. Right, and this is a fucking... Don't tell me there's not people out there somewhere or alien friends of ours soon to be found. Even they wouldn't fucking get it. They'd come down and go, why the fuck are you letting Carl... David Watt from Doncaster and Carl Knight from Surrey kill all your beautiful animals? If you don't sort it out, we're going to kill all of you. Them two need to be fucking disappeared. And quickly. Anyway, a rare cluster shaped like a cosmic ring of fire has been discovered. And it's named R5519. A bit like that Elon Musk's son's name. And anyway, it's... You're going to get this. I love all the numbers. With the spacing, with the solar systems and whatever else. But 11 billion light years away. That's how far the fucking thing is. 11 billion light years away. And we can see it. And we've only just found that. So what else are we going to find? But that is like a cosmic ring of fire. Ring of fire. And what else? It's basically, it's two, where is it? Hang on. They found it, said the hole in it, in its centre, is 2 billion times longer than the distance between the Earth and the Sun. It's fucking crazy numbers, isn't it? That is just ridiculous. You know, 11 billion light years away. How the fuck can we see that far? You know what I mean? I'll tell you what, they want to get them fucking specs over to Dominic Cummings because he can't, like, work out how he can get back from Durham to London. And here's us looking into 11 billion light years away and finding cosmic rings of fire. I'd love to see that. And there's more beyond that. And there's people beyond that. And there's people who are treating their animals much better than David Watt from Doncaster and Carl Knight from Surrey treat the beautiful beasts that we have down here. Right, I've named them again, cunts. Of the highest order. Right, I'm going to leave it there. We got to 20 minutes anyway, so hopefully it was relatively enjoying. what's the word? They had some. Hopefully there was something there to enjoy. Anyway, I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.